And I'm delighted to have with me now Nigel Harding, CEO of the Woking and Sam Bear Hospices. Hello, Nigel.
How are you?
Very well, thank you. And great. You looking well as well. And I believe you've got some big news about what's happening with the hospices.
Really big news in how we're serving the whole of our area. And I've got to remind you that the whole of our area covers the boroughs of Woking, a little bit of Surrey Heath, up to as far as Spelthorne, Elmbridge, Runnymede. So it's a big area that we cover. And actually, we've undertaken a clinical review over the last 2 years to actually see how we are going to meet the future needs of everybody in our community.
Right, okay. And of course, you've got the two hospices based in Woking and here in Weybridge as well. And so what's driven you to the idea of needing newer facilities?
There are a couple of things. In actual fact, we've outgrown our present facilities. And when we looked at Woking, there was not a lot we could do on the site at Woking. And certainly when you look at Sambier Hospice in Weybridge, it's a lot of uncertainty surrounding Sambier. Very short lease. We're operating at a 3-year lease at the moment. There is no certainty even that we're going to have that lease renewed. So it made us really think what we need to do for the future. So we looked at several options, one of which was to build a new hospice. And we looked extensively over the whole geographical area, couldn't find a suitable site. But also as well, we looked at what other sister hospices had done. And we looked at specifically St Wilfrid's and St Barnabas on the south coast. Both of those hospices, brand new hospices, cost between £11.5 and £12.5 million. Unfortunately, that is way above our capabilities to fundraise for. So we've actually been incredibly lucky, and with the help of Woking Borough Council, we found a site which is it doesn't sound very attractive, but it's an old office building. And what we're going to do is actually convert this old office building into a 20-bedded, state-of-the-art hospice to serve all of the inpatient requirements for the whole geographical area. But apart from that, we're still working very hard on providing the very best of daycare, community services, and a drop-in centre in Weybridge. We're hoping that we're going to be able to have a longer lease on the Sambier Hospice. And what we will do is create a daycare centre that is probably 3 times the size of the existing one. We're going to have clinic rooms that people can come in and they can have blood transfusions or other medical interventions. It will be a home for our community nurses, and there are about 6 of those that go out and look after over 400 people in the community.
I was going to say that because although obviously the focus may have been on the inpatient service disappearing at Weybridge, for example, there's a lot more people out in the community you're helping and in the day service than there are inpatients, I
Graham,
guess.
Graham, that's a really good point, and I'm glad you asked me that, because in actual fact, at any one time, we're looking after 10 inpatients in Sambier and 10 inpatients at Woking. Mm. On each of those areas, we're looking after over 400 people in the community. Right. So actually, we do far more to support people in their illnesses, in their own homes, than actually in the inpatient unit.
So super new facility in Woking then, and I guess it'll be in a more state-of-the-art and more comfortable facilities of those who are inpatients there.
Very much. One of the issues that we have, particularly at Sambier, is that it's an old building. None of the 10 beds at the moment have got ensuite facilities, and truthfully, by modern standards, it's a bit antiquated. We need to be able to offer all of our community the very best in facilities. So the 20 beds will be slightly bigger rooms. There'll be rooms for families to be able to sleep in if they need to be able to be with their loved ones. All ensuite facilities, as I said, and very much all of the state-of-the-art equipment, which will be adequate not just for today, but actually for the next 10 or 20 years.
And I guess clinically, well, it helps to focus your resources on one site.
Very much so. Money is always short. It's a precious commodity. So we need to make our fundraising income. And I've got to remind you that actually 80% of our expenditure comes from our community. We need to make that go as far as possible. And it doesn't take a lot of common sense to realize that actually operating one inpatient unit is much cheaper than operating 2 separate inpatient units.
So what's the timescale on all this?
Well, it's actually going to happen fairly quickly. Last week we appointed architects to work on the scheme. We're hoping to sort of start the construction work in about July of next year. And within a couple of years, we hope to be able to transfer both the Woking inpatient unit and the Sandby inpatient unit under one roof. And I think it's really exciting. That will then allow us to develop Sandby into what really will be an amazing state-of-the-art community resource with drop-in facilities, counselling, children's counselling, everything else that we need to do, and, of course, fundraising, which is really important to us.
Indeed. And what if this lease, then, does run out in 3 years'
time? Well,
if
the lease runs out in 3 years' time and the NHS will not renew it, and as I said, there really is uncertainty on that, we're actually talking to a couple of other people to provide us with the accommodation that we need. So there is no doubt about it. To serve the east of the area, we will always have a really strong base here.
Indeed, indeed. Well, exciting times indeed. And obviously a big improvement, of course, on what's at Woking as well.
Oh, very much so. Yes, exactly. We will be disposing of Woking, moving all of the facilities from Woking into the new building. And we will then have a couple of options, one of which we would actually quite like to maintain the building at Woking, but use it for and rent it out for other medical use to serve the community once again. That will allow us to have a stream of income that will allow us to pay off the loan that we're getting.
Ah, right, yes, rather than sell the property
to
get the income that way. Yeah. So really, Woking Council is really helping you bridge this moment in terms of investing for the future.
I must say that all of the local authorities have been supportive. However, Woking have come up trumps. They've actually come up trumps with both the building and also to be able to lend us a good substantial $6 million sum of money over 50 years. It's absolutely incredible for us.
Yeah, and it's Goldsworth Park it's going to be.
It's Goldsworth Park, exactly. Right. So the access is not too bad.
No, and you haven't got to fight to get into Woking.
That's right,
Town
very
Centre
much
or anything,
so.
Anything
very
like
much
that.
So.
And the ring roads there as well, isn't it? That's,
exactly.
That's good stuff. Just remind us, how much does it cost then to run the hospices each year?
$7.6 million this year.
Wow.
And that's increasing. And my Director of Clinical Services is always knocking on my door. She wants to do far more each month. You know, she wants to serve the community even better. She wants more community teams. She wants our 24/7 up and running as quickly as possible. So in actual fact, all I'm looking at is an increased bill.
Indeed, indeed. And most of this funding, as you're saying, 80% is it comes from fundraising.
Absolutely. Exactly. For every pound we spend, 20 pence comes from the government and 80 pence comes from the community. Vitally important we maintain the community support.
Right. Well, thank you so much for coming in today, Nigel.
Great pleasure, as always.
About it.
Thank you very much.
That was Nigel Harding, CEO of the Woking and Sandby Hospices. Brooklyn's Radio.